Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the second aliyah in Parsha's Balak, that's Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Gimel. And we had learned in the last aliyah that Balak, the king of Moav, had sent a messenger to Bilam, who was a Navi, he was a prophet, and he wanted him to curse Klal Yisrael so that Klal Yisrael couldn't overrun Moav. And we had learned that Hashem went to Bilam and told him that you are not allowed to go with the messengers, you are not allowed to curse Klal Yisrael. Now the Pasuk tells us, Vayakam Bilam Babaiker, Bilam got up in the morning, Vayir Malsari Balak, and he told the ministers, the officers of Balak, L'chuel Artzachem, go back to your land, Kimi Ein Hashem L'siti Alechim Achem, because Hashem has prevented me, he does not want me to go with you. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Gimel, L'ha Alechim Achem, Elim Sarim G'dali Mikem, Bilam was intimating that he doesn't want me to go with lowly people like you, he wants me to go with more important people. L'manu Shirucha Gavaya, we learn from here that he was very haughty, V'lai Ratzal Galas Shuber Shusai Shal Makaim, that he didn't want to reveal that really everything was up to Hashem. El Bushlein Gasas, he was just trying to be haughty. Lefikach Vayasef Oid Bilam. So let's go back to Chomish Pasuk Yudalad. Vaykumusari Mayev, and the officers of Mayev got up. Vayavayo Abalak, and they came to Balak. Vayamir, and they said, Me'ein Bilam Halechimanu. Bilam doesn't want to go with us. Vayasef Oid Balak, and Balak continued. He added on the Shleich Sarim to send officers, Rabim Vinichbadim Me'ela, more numerous and more important than the original ones. Vayavayo Abalam, they came to Bilam. Vayamir, and they told him, Kayamar Balak Ben Sipar. So says Balak Ben Sipar, Al Nasimana Melechelei, please do not prevent. Please come to me, because I will honor you greatly. Everything you tell me, I'm going to do. And come now and please curse this nation for me. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Zayin. More than what you usually take for your wages, I'm going to give you even more than that. I'm going to give you so much money, you got to come. Let's go back to Chomish Pasuk Yud Ches. Vayan Bilam, and Bilam answered, Vayemer l'avdei Balak, and he said to the servants of Balak, Emitain li Balak, Meloi Beisai Kesev Azov. If Balak gives me his entire house full of silver and gold, Loi Ucha Lavaris Pi Hashem Alakai, I'm not able to transgress the word of Hashem my God, Lasus Ketano Agadela, to do small or big. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Ches. Meloi Beisai Kesev Azov. Lamanu Shanashi Rechava. We see that he was very expansive, Umachavin Maman Acherim, and he really wanted money of others. Amar, he said to himself, Roy Loi Litain li Kol Kesev Azov Shalai. Really, he should give me all of his silver and gold. He would have had to hire so many armies, and it's only doubtful whether or not he's going to win. However, with me and my curses, I'm for sure going to win. Now, it was against his will that he had to reveal that really wasn't up to him, it was up to Hashem. And he also had Nevu over here, that he's not going to be able to nullify the brachas that the Avos received from Hashem. So back to Chomish Pasuk Yates. Va'ato, and now Bilam continues, Shivu Nabaze, why don't you stay over here? Gama Tamalaila, you also stay for the night. Ve'eda'a, Mayasef Hashem Deberi me, and then I'm going to know if Hashem adds on anything to tell me. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yates, Gamatem, why did he say, also you? Who's the also? They're the only ones there. So Pivich Shile Rashi says, his mouth made him stumble. Gamatem Seifchem Lele Bapachi Nefesh Karishainim, you're going to end up leaving disappointed just like the first ones did. My Yosef, Laishan Dvarav Bracha Lakola, Hashem's not going to change his mind and now let me curse them. Halavai Shle Yosef Lavarch, Halavai, he doesn't add on and tell me to bless them. Kandisnabish Asil Haisiflem Brachas Al Yadeh, over here he also had Nevuah that he's going to end up adding on Brachas, and not only is he not going to curse them, he's also going to end up blessing them. So let's go back to Chomish Pasuk Chaf. Vayavel came al Bilam Lailo, and Hashem came to Bilam in the middle of the night. Vayomer lo, and he said to him, Im lekrei lecha bo anashim, if these men came to call you, kom lechitam, get up and go with them. Va'ach, however, as hadavar shadaber elecha oisei sase, that which I tell you to do, that's what you have to do. So let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf. Im lekrei lecha, im akriya shelcha, if their calling is for your benefit, v'savra tolito olea schar, and you think you're going to get paid for it, so then kom lechitam, you could go with them. Va'ach, al karchacha sadavar shadaber elecha oisei sase, against your will, you're going to have to do that which I tell you. Vafel Pekin, even so, Vayelch Bilam, Bilam still went. Amar, he said to himself, Shema Fatenu Vistratza, perhaps I'm going to be able to convince Hashem, and then he's going to agree to me that I could curse them. Meaning Bilam still thought that he's going to somehow be able to convince Hashem, and obviously we know that's not what happened. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with the third aliyah to see the continuation of this story, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day. Shalom to all! You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the third aliyah in Parsha's Balak. That's Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Chav Aleph. Now, we learned in the last aliyah that Balak had sent a second group of messengers to Bilam in order to try to convince him to come and curse Klal Yisrael. Bilam said, I can only do what Hashem says. And Hashem told him that he's allowed to go with the messengers as long as he listens to everything that Hashem says. So the Chumash tells us, Vayakam Bilam Babaiker, Bilam got up in the morning, Vayachvash Sasonai, and he saddled his donkey, Vayalechim Sari Mayav, and he went with the ministers of Mayav. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chavalf. Vayachvash Sasonai. Mikan over here, we learn, Shasinam Kalkel Sashura, that hatred totally ruins the normative way of doing things. Shechavash Huba Atzmai, because he saddled his own donkey. Amar Kosh Baruch Hashem said, Rasha, you're an evil man. Kvar Kedamcha Avram Avim, Avram their forefather already beat you to it. Shenemar says, Vayashkim Avram Abaiker, Vayachvash Chamayri, Avram Avinu, he got up early in the morning and he saddled his own donkey to do something positive and beneficial, show his love for Hashem, so he already beat you to it. You're not going to accomplish anything by getting up and saddling your donkey. Imsari Maiv, he went with them. Libai Kalibam Shava, they went with the same intentions. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Beis. Vayichar Afal Kim Ki Halechu, Hashem's anger flared because he was going. Vayisatzev Malach Hashem Baderech L'Satan Lai, and a Malach of Hashem stood in the way in order to deter him, to prevent him, to impede him from going. V'Urechav HaSoinai, and he was riding on his donkey, Ushnein Arav Imai, and his two lads were with him, his two helpers. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Beis. Ki Halechu, Rosh Adavu Rabbe Hinei Amakim, he saw that Hashem really didn't want him to go, V'Nis Aval Elech, but he desired to go anyway. That's why Hashem was angry at him. Hashem had let him go, but only on Hashem's terms, so to speak. But he decided to go against Hashem. That's why Hashem was angry. This Malach was actually an angel of mercy. And he wanted to prevent Bilam from sinning, so that he shouldn't sin and perish. Ushnein Arav Ima, his two lads were with him. Mikan, we learn from here, La'adam Chash V'yetzel Oderech, an important person goes along the way. Yelich Ima Shnei Anashim L'Shamshai, two men should go along with him to serve him. V'chayizim L'Shamshim Zezeh, and then they serve each other. So back to Chomesh Pasuk Chav Gimel. Batera Asin is Malach Hashem Nitzav Baderech. And the donkey saw the angel of Hashem standing along the way. V'charba Shlufa B'yaday, and he had his sword stretched out in his hand. Bateta Asin Min Aderech, and the donkey veered off the path. Batech Basada, he went into the field. V'yach Bilam Asa Asin, and Bilam struck the donkey La'tayis Adarech, to have it go back onto the path. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Vatera Asoin, V'hu Laira, and he, Bilam, didn't see. Shenasan Kosh Baruch Hu, Rishos Labahem, Leiris Yesim in Adam. Hashem gave animals the ability to see more than people. Shemitech Sheish Baidas, because a person is able to comprehend, they have intelligence, Titarv Daitik Shir Mazikin, he would go crazy if he sees Mazikin and all sorts of whatnots floating around in the air. Animals are able to see it, but they can't comprehend, so it doesn't really bother them. However, people, they're not able to see it. If they did, they'd go crazy. And his sword was drawn in his hand. Amar the Malach said, Rasha Zahinech Kli Umnasoi. This Rasha, he left the tools of his craft. Shekle Zain and Shal Umas Ha'ilam Bacherv, because the weapons of the Umas Ha'ilam of the nations, that's the sword. Vuhu Ba'alayim Befiv, and he's coming against them with his mouth. Shehu Umnas Shalahem, that's actually their craft. Afani Esbay says Shalai, I'm going to grab his Vavay Olav Umnasoi and go up against him with his craft. That's why the Malach was holding a sword. Vechin Ha'yasoifai, and that was actually Bilam's end. Vaz Bilam Ben Ba'ar, Hargu Bacharv, they killed him by the sword. And back to Chomish Pasuch of Dalid. Vayamid Malach Hashem, and the angel of Hashem stood Bimish Oil Hakramim, in the path of the vineyards. Gader Mizeh, V'Gader Mizeh, a stone wall on this side, and a stone wall on that side. Vatera Asin is Malach Hashem, and the donkey saw the angel of Hashem. Vatilachitz El Akir, and she pressed up against the wall. Vatilchatz is Regal Bilam El Akir, and she pressed the leg of Bilam against the wall. Vayasef Hakaisa, and he continued hitting her. Vayasef Malach Hashem Avar, and the Malach of Hashem continued going. Vayamid Malchim Tsar, and he stood in a narrow place, Asher Ein Derech Lintais Aminu Smol, that there was no way to turn right or left. And the donkey saw the angel of Hashem, and it simply crouched underneath Bilam, and the anger of Bilam flared up, and he struck the donkey with a stick. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Dalet. Bimish oil kitargumai bishvil, along the path. Skip to the next Rashi, Gader Mizeh Gader Mizeh, Stam Gader, anytime the Pasuk says Gader or Geder, Shalavanim Hu, it's made out of stones. Pasuk of Hain Rashi, Vatilachetz, he Atzma, she pressed herself against the wall, and Vatilchatz Esacherim, she pressed others, as Regal Bilam, the leg of Bilam. Pasuk of Avin Rashi, Vayesef Malach Hashem Avar, Lavar Oid Lefanif, to continue going in front of him, La Lech Lias Lefanim Makam Acher, to be in front of him in another place, Kimai Vahu Avar Lefnehem, Omejah Gadish Ben Tanchuma, and Mejah Tanchuma tells us, Ma Ra Laman Beshlech Makamez, why is it that the Malach stood in three different places? Simani Avos Haro, he was trying to hint to him about the three Avos. Back to Chumash, Pasuk Chavches. V'yiftach Hashem is Pia Asain, and Hashem opened the mouth of the donkey. Atarma LeBilam, and she said to Bilam, Me'a Sisi Lecha, what did I do to you? Ki Sani Zeshalish Regalim, that you have struck me this three times. Now Rashi over here, Pasuk Chavches addresses Zeshalish Regalim, these three times. Why didn't it say Zeshalish Pa'amim? Why use the word Regel? Ramaz Loi, the donkey was hinting to him, Atam Vakish Laker Umach Hagegas Shalish Regalim Bashana, you're trying to uproot a nation that celebrates three regalim of the year, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. So back to Chumash Pasach Haftes. Bilam didn't seem to be too taken aback that his donkey was speaking to him, but Yerim Bilam Lasoin, and Bilam said to the donkey, Ki salat bi, because you've mocked me, Lu yishcher biyadi, if I had a sword in my hand, Ki atar raktich, I would have killed you by now. Rashi over here, Pasach Haftes, says, His salat kitar gumai, Lashon ginayu bizayin, Lu yishcher biyadi, Ginuske dial hailoi dover zebe in yasarim, this is greatly embarrassing for him in front of the eyes of all the ministers and officers that were with him. He was going to kill an entire nation just with his mouth. And for this donkey, he needs a weapon. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed. And the donkey said to Bilam, Am I not the donkey that you rode on from your beginning until this very day? Am I accustomed to doing this to you? And Bilam said, No, meaning you're right. You usually don't do this to me. And Hashem uncovered the eyes of Bilam. And he saw the Malach of Hashem standing in the way. And he had his sword outstretched in his hand. And he bowed and prostrated on his face. And the Malach of Hashem said to him, Why did you hit your donkey these three times? I went out to be a prevention because he hurried on the road against me. He is referring to Bilam, meaning you hurried out on the road to go against me. This is not the will of Hashem. And the Malach continued, and the donkey saw me, so it turned from in front of me these three times. Had she not turned away, because now I would have also killed you, v'oseh yesi, and I would have let her live. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, and let's take a look at the third Rashi, v'oseh yesi. V'ato now, mipnei shedibra, because she spoke, v'hoichi chascha, and rebuked you, v'lo yachot alamed b'teichachta, and you weren't able to withstand her rebuke. K'mash shekasev, it says in the Pasuk, v'yoymer loy, and you said no, meaning he agreed to the donkey that really the donkey wasn't wrong and never did this to him before. Harektia, therefore I have killed her. The Malach actually killed the donkey. Why? Shelo yoymer, so he shouldn't say, zuhi shesokas bilam b'teichachta, v'lo yachot. This is the one that dismissed Bilam with her rebuke, and he wasn't able to respond to her. Because Hashem cares about the honor of people, and he didn't want people walking around being able to look at the donkey and say that donkey was able to rebuke Bilam, and he wasn't able to say anything. That's why the Malach killed the donkey. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Daled. And Bilam said to the Malach of Hashem, Chatasi, I've sinned, because I didn't know that you were standing against me in the way. And now, if it's bad in your eyes, I'm going to turn around. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Lamed Daled. Kilo Yadati, Gamza Genusai, this is also to the embarrassment of Bilam. Malkarchai Haida, against his will, he had to admit. Shihuay Mishtaber Shiyodeh Das Elyon, he always used to praise himself that he knows the Das of Hashem. Upiv Hayid, and now he himself, with his own mouth, he said, Lo Yadati, I didn't know. Imrabe Necha Shuvali, what was Bilam trying to say? That if it's bad in your eyes, I'm going to turn around. Lahasris Negan Hamakim Hi Chuvazu, this response was actually with intent to speak against Hashem. Amar Lai, he told the Malach, Hu ba'at mitzivani lechas, Hashem himself commanded me to go. Va'ata Malach mvatals dvarav, and you, an angel, you're going to nullify what Hashem said? Lomad hu b'kach, you know what, Hashem is used to this. Sha'emar davaru malach machzirei, he says something, and then a Malach takes it back. Amar Avram, he told Avram, kach nas bincha, go take your son and bring him up as a carbon. Va'de Malach bitals dvari, and only through a Malach he nullified what he said previously. Afani, me also, im rabbe nechav, it's bad in your eyes, in the Malach's eyes, tzarchani lashav, okay, so then I'll turn around. Back to Chumash Lamed Hey, Vayir Malach Hashem Bilam, the Malach of Hashem said to Bilam, Lechem Anashim, go with the men, Ve'efes Asadavar Sher Adaber Elecha Eset Daber, but only that which I tell you, that's what you're allowed to speak, Vayilich Bilam, sorry, Balak, and Bilam went with the officers of Balak. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Hey, Lechem Anashim, B'derech Sh'adam Ratz Lelech Bama Elich Anasai, along the path that a person wants to go, that is where he's helped along. And since Bilam showed that he really wanted to go, the Malach said, okay, not a problem, you could go. Ve'efes, Al-Karchas Adavar Sher Adaber, against your will, that which I tell you, that's the only thing you're allowed to say. Lechem Anashim, go with the men, Kichal Kaimam, because your portion's with them. Ve'saivcha Le'avin Min Olam, and you're going to end up perishing from the world. Im Sari Balak, he went with the officers, Sameach L'Kalim Kamaisam, he was happy to curse Klal Yisrael just like they were happy. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Vav, Vayishma Balak Kibha Bilam, and Balak heard that Bilam came. Vayetz El Krasel Ir Mayav, and he went out to greet him to the city of Mayav, Asher Al Gvul Arnain, which is on the border of Arnain, Asher B'Ktzeh HaGvul, which is at the edge of the border. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Vav, Vayishma Balak, Shalach Shulchem Levasrei, he had sent messengers to tell Balak that he was coming, El Ir Mayav, El Metropolin Shalai, to his great metropolis, Ir Chashuva Shalai, his this very important city. See what these people, talking about the Yidden, they want to uproot. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Balak said to Bilam, didn't I send many messengers to call you? Why didn't you come to me? Am I not able to honor you? Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Nisnabe, he ended up giving a nevuah. He didn't even realize that he was prophesying that he was going to end up leaving in a state of humiliation. He had told him, am I not able to honor you? And that's actually what ended up happening. He didn't honor him, and he left all humiliated. So let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Ches. Vayomer Bilam and Balak, and Bilam said to Balak, Hinei basei elecha ata, now I've come to you. Hayachol uchal daber meuma, am I able to say anything? Hadavar asher yasem elokim b'fi ois hadaber, the word that Hashem puts into my mouth, that's the one that I'm going to say. I'm not able to say anything else. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with the fourth aliyah, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.